Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's National Eye Exam Month, so get your eye examined this month.
It's always a good idea.
I'm going to fight that.
Your eyes are good, though.
Nah, my wife will argue otherwise. I can read.
She don't know.
I can like read the computer from this distance, but if I get them real close, I don't read the mag. I don't read a mag. If I put the magazine close to my eyes, you can't read it, but it still doesn't really affect. I still can pull it back and look at it.
I will notice at the end of the day my eyes get tired, so I got to put my glasses on.
I always had pretty decent eyes, but you know, that's just, they all go away.
Does that have anything to do with the booze and the weed?
No.
That's another thing, too.
Before that.
If I start to get a little, get a little buzz, I notice I'm a little blurry.
Yeah, I get a little blurry when I start to drink, but I think that's expected.
It started happening to me years ago when I started looking at, trying to look at scores across the bar. You know,
that's the first sign when you can't read the crawl from a certain distance.
Yeah, but it's across the bar, and I started blaming that on I'm always buzzed in a bar. So, well, but it's true. I can't see the scores.
And they're small TVs. They're only like 65 inch.
No. This is the old school TVs. Yeah.
No, I noticed that when I was at the gym.
But I'm not. I still. You know, I don't have. I can read the computer still, so I'm not going to get reading.
But the
glasses.
TVs were probably about 30 feet away, and I used to be able to see the information in the corner or to read the crawl clearly, and I was kind of squinting to see it, so I had to go get my eyes checked.
Yeah.
Here's a pair of glasses.
Craig wears those cheaters every morning because he has to read.
I do. Yeah. It's gotten to the point where I need glasses.
Okay.
Get
the laser. Somebody's going to
say, are we too old for the LASIKs?
No, you get LASIKs when you're 60 if you want.
Understand that when they give you that the LASIK style thing for just old age eye stuff, you're still going to have to get it redone.
My buddy.
In several years.
My buddy.
It's just going to keep getting worse.
My buddy had glasses at like 8 years old, and he got the LASIK at 40, and now he doesn't wear glasses. Maybe 45.
But after the LASIKs, don't you have to wear the eclipse glasses for a couple of days?
I don't know.
Because your eyes are so sensitive.
No, I'm
just
not aware of that.
Just that day. The rest of that day.
Okay. The old man shades. The big old things to shine.
The wraparounds.
Good look.
These are like swimming goggles.
Oh, I got it.
And my wife had that done years ago.
As long as Craig can read, we're fine this morning.
Well, this morning. More people are living paycheck to paycheck, according to research conducted by Career Builder. 78% of workers are living paycheck to paycheck to make ends meet. That's up from 75% last year.
God, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. More women live paycheck to paycheck as compared to men, 81% to 75%. Earning more does not necessarily mean that you can forget about your money troubles. 9% of workers that earn $100,000 or more per year usually or always are living paycheck to paycheck. 9%.
They're over
of $100,000.
Live within your means.
They move into bigger houses because people give them huge mortgages and they take them. They have two car payments.
Yep, they got a kid in college.
I'm not defending it. I think you're right. It's weird.
No,
but it happens. Yeah. I can see it happening.
You're not rich if you make $100,000 a year.
You're not rich, but if you live within your means, you shouldn't have to live paycheck to paycheck.
You can have two cars. Right. You just need to have two Hondas.
Right. Exactly.
Not two Mercedes.
Right. Yeah, the guy making 18 grand ain't feeling sorry for the guy making 100 grand living paycheck to paycheck. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Now, in certain areas, you're right. You live at 100. I was watching that. There was a story about San Jose and San Francisco. 100 grand a year is poverty level or something like that. Not poverty, but
close to it.
Close to it in that area. You can't live there.
Yeah, housing is ridiculous.
But once again, 100 grand where we live, you shouldn't be living paycheck to paycheck.
No.
But you can because you. All that, a big house,
well, yeah.
Couple cars.
Yeah, yeah. And you need a boat.
Oh, you definitely need a boat, right?
Yeah, because yeah, what else are you going to do with those other 3 days a year?
There's a river and a pond you got to sit in, right?
Yeah. So they figure the cost of living across the country continuing to increase, and as more jobs are being created, according to Career Builder, salaries for those new jobs haven't really bounced back.
No.
No.
That's the key.
Unless
that's the key indicator. You know, you keep cutting their taxes, though, those businesses will give you more money. You know that.
Oh, that's
it happened
in
Kansas.
Sure.
Look at all the Kansas, all of our Wichita listeners. They're all making more money now.
Yeah.
Since they cut all the taxes, they're all
trickled down.
It trickled down, right? Oh, no.
No, it didn't.
That's right.
Right.
They kept it for themselves and put it in the bank.
If you're a CEO, you might have made a little more money.
Yeah.
But anyone below that?
Yeah.
Probably not. Because they got to answer to the stockholders,
right.
Got to answer to the board of directors.
Yeah, what's the point of having a business?
Yeah, if the stockholders and board of directors ain't happy.
Right.
Doesn't matter about the employees.
Nah.
Screw them. They can find another job.
Well, they're lucky to have this one.
Yep.
Oh, they are.
This is National Brownies at Brunch Month.
Well, that's just kind of a combination that doesn't need to be put together.
No.
How about Brunch Month and Brownie Month, but separate?
Yeah, that's incredibly specific.
Specific,
and,
right.
And
brownies
we're
at
about
brunch
these
mark.
Days.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I'm having one of those a couple Sundays from now, about 10:30. Come on over. We're all dressing up.
Mimosas?
Then we're going to shoot our heads off. That sounds horrible, doesn't it? Doesn't brunch sound the real, true brunch?
I'll make a quiche.
Like dress up, show up at people's house at 10:30 on a Sunday.
And have a mimosa.
No, it doesn't sound horrible.
No, I will not be there.
Well, I won't either. Yeah. And by the way, this is probably the reason we're never invited to one. Well, we don't hang in those crowds either.
We don't hang in those
crowds.
But
if we did, I wouldn't be there. Like if somebody knew somebody that's,
No.
No? No, I don't want to
be. I'm busy.
I want to be your house on 11 a Sunday morning.
That's generally what people do after church.
No. There's a lot of yuppies who do that. It's fancy stuff.
Oh, they
it's
get
fancy
together
stuff, man.
And enjoy each
so it's
other.
It's not church. It's fancy stuff, right?
Yeah. Get together and enjoy
well,
each
some
other's
restaurants
company
have that.
And crap.
I don't want to do that either.
And I've done that before.
No.
When my son was in the service industry.
Yeah, I went to brunch at a restaurant when we were in Kansas City earlier this year. But it was a beer bar who apparently did great Sunday brunch.
Got and it. You're out.
That's
and,
different.
And you're out of town.
This is not what I'm talking about.
We were
I'm talking
out of
about
town,
going to
yes.
somebody's house and sitting in their kitchen at 10:30 on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I just wanted a beer at 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Well,
so
I got no problem with that.
Yeah. Worked
a
out
beer
well.
And a frittata?
Mm-hmm.
No.
In the morning.
No,
just a beer?
I forget what I had, but it was really good.
Nachos, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I do it, I call
it. But when I do a brunch, though, I got to bring a brownie.
It's a late breakfast. You know, if it's 11 o'clock and I'm making some eggs, it's still breakfast to me.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, I just usually hang off for another hour and just have lunch.
If I'm that late.
You know, if
yeah.
it's 11, well, yeah. I've made it this far.
It's an early lunch to you?
No, sorry.
I just wait and have it at lunchtime. It's 11, it's an hour till lunch. I'll just wait.
Even if you're hungry, you wait another hour?
I'll have a little
just to call it lunch,
snack or something.
You should eat when you're hungry.
No, we'd be eating all the time.
No,
if I was hungry, I'd eat all the frickin' time.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh yeah. Well,
if you truly only ate when you were hungry,
I know that, but I don't even know what that means anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, I've never been the guy that just waits till I'm hungry. Sometimes I'll just eat. You're right. If you truly do it, it's the best way to live. But I don't know anybody that really does that. I mean, do you ever walk past a chip and eat it?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. When you're not really hungry just because it's there.
Because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it happens to be setting out.
Of course we do that.
Somebody shows up with a pizza.
Yes.
All
perfect
of a sudden,
example.
9 slices are gone.
And they're bitching because they didn't get any.
Yeah.
Got to be quick.
Yeah.
You got to be quick.
I mean, I'll eat nine slices of that pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know, occasionally you might click on the clickbait and says things that you learned in school that aren't true.
Yep.
And I am very hurt to find out that you cannot see the Great Wall of China from space.
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
What?
That's what they tell us.
You can see it from Uranus, though.
No, that's right.
Yeah, that was apparently, I read recently that, not recently, but somebody said that was fake because we've all been saying that for years.
Well, that's just what we've heard for the entirety of our miserable lives.
Right.
This is the first time I've heard it debunked, though.
Yep.
So it ain't true?
Craig, that's what we understand. Yeah. Puss can look that up for us, but that's what I read recently. Who knows if I was reading the truth? Well, you never know.
That's true.
You don't know if you're reading the truth, and I'm tired of fact-checking every thing I read.
I know.
But you have to.
Because it's fake. Because people make up real stories, put on the fake stories on the internet, and they send them out, and people buy into it. So I got to do that, too.
Yeah.
Normal stuff.
All right, you can see it, but not with the unaided eye.
I get mad that I gotta fact check deaths.
Yeah.
I mean, I just see people sharing somebody died, and I go, oh, man, I saw that earlier. It's before anybody else. Now I got to type in somewhere else.
Yes. Yeah. You got to find it.
Yep, here's a picture, and you can't really make it out unless you could zoom in.
Ah.
And they got to use a telescope for that.
And that's not from space.
When they're in space.
Right.
Right.
They can't just look out the window and press the zoom button.
No.
They got to put up the periscope and take a gander out there.
All that.
Zoom it in.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a letdown.
Yeah.
I'd heard that.
It's going to bum me out for the rest of the day.
I'm sorry.
I thought you would know that. You're into stuff like that.
I know.
it wasn't a compliment, but you're into stuff like that.
That's not whether it was a compliment or not is not the point.
I know, you're right.
The
I thought you might know that because I've heard that before myself.
Yes.
But I never brought it up because I figured you'd say duh, but apparently you didn't know.
That's the point of the article.
Right.
I mean, a lot of those things that you'll run across in that stupid ass slideshow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You already know.
Yeah.
Who thought that?
Most stuff you know, right.
What freak thought that was true?
Right.
But then some of them are, oh, I guess I'm the freak that thought that was true. And it's not.
Yeah, I haven't seen that piece of clickbait.
Yeah.
Usually the ones I see are, here's 15 chicks with really big boobs.
Yeah. And the eighth time you fall for that, shame on you.
Then they phrase it a little bit differently.
Right.
And it's the same 15 chicks.
The one that pisses me off is here's all these Hollywood stars that are awful looking now. And you click on it, and half of them were just older now.
Yeah.
They weren't awful looking. They were just older. I said, are you kidding me? They're just older looking.
Yeah, I think I've fallen for like the, 14 times volleyball shorts didn't do their job or something. You know?
14 times.
Click.
I've seen that one. It's worth looking at a couple of times.
Oh.
It's worth another one.
I did see one that was worth it the other day. It was something to do with Hollywood. It was actually kind of worth it. But volleyball shorts didn't do. Click, 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 click.
And there's so many damn clicks.
I know.
They are.
Too. Yeah. Oh, God.
And then some of them have pop-ups on the on
yeah.
Each,
oh, then I bail. When they pop up, I bail.
Yeah, at some point on some of those. It's just too much.
Right.
Because on those click things.
Especially, I do it on my phone only. I don't sit around a computer. So I click off my phone. Oh, I just get rid of it, you know.
Yeah, and on those things where it says, 16 things that you need to know or whatever it is, you don't.
You don't. And, you don't.
And it takes so long to click through everything. And
I lose. Yeah.
I do. I lose interest in the backswing.
I totally do.
I lose interest in the third or fourth
Even when
click.
They suck me in with the actual photo of what the one I wanted to see, I can't even get to that one.
Right.
Because they save it for later, and I said, I'm not interested anymore.
No. A lot of times that photo
is never not even on it.
It's not even
in
the photo gallery.
Thank you. Yeah, there's one that says 15 times people actually had sex in real movies.
Yes, I've seen
And
it.
There's a picture of somebody that's not even in it. It sucks you in. Like, oh, my God, I didn't know that, that somebody banged somebody in this, and then that movie, and that's not in there. You know?
Yep. It is false and misleading.
And you don't expect that on the internet.
No.
You know?
I don't.
You do get tired of it.
But it does its job, though, because we've talked about this before. When you're in public situation, you hear people talking around you, you're not in their conversation, and what they're talking about is wrong. And somebody, I saw that. No, okay. And you want to reach into people's conversation. You want to go, no, that's wrong. Because they saw it somewhere. It's like having a conversation with my three sisters. You know that.
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
You don't talk.
Well, generally, one at a time.
One of them will bring something up I know is completely wrong, and the other one will hear that like you're passing around a classroom, and it becomes wronger the whole way around.
Yeah.
Well, and I just go, I can't get involved.
Perfect
and
example.
By the way, it's part of the deal is what we do for a living, so I kind of take advantage. I hate to sound like a know-it-all. But sometimes I know it all, you know, when it comes to stupid stuff, because we do it every day.
And we specialize in that.
And we're specialized in it, you know.
I wish you would have told them that you can't see the Great Wall of China from space.
I thought you'd know that because you're into geeky stuff like that, which is not a compliment.
I talk about that with your sisters all the time. And we were in agreement until now. And now I'm probably going to have to correct them.
Push and I talk about this, and Craig, and we can all actually get into this one, but you'll hear people talking about music and bands from back in the day, and you know you're right because either we worked in this business forever.
Yes.
And I've heard stories of guys talking near me about bands that are just totally wrong, and I can't get involved anymore because I want to be that guy. Well, by the way, that's actually wrong. How do you know that? Because I do this.
I just know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, here's what I hate is because I work in radio, mm-hmm. people automatically assume, you know, I must be a music savant. I must know everything about rock and roll. Okay. I must know everything about pop music. And
well,
they ask
pop
me
music,
questions,
I
say, no, I don't know.
Yeah. See, I do know a lot.
Ask Tyler.
Yeah.
I defer those questions to Tyler.
Well, the rock stuff, some of the pop stuff, I don't know. You know, Kendrick Lamar, by the way, Kendrick Lamar sucks. I don't know what Petey's thinking.
Number one.
According to Rolling Stone, he's the greatest rapper alive.
Yeah, whatever.
I was on the cover.
I know.
I was on the cover, Craig.
Yep.
I don't doubt it.
I know.
And I didn't read the article.
The greatest rapper. No, I didn't read it.
I barely opened
it. I don't doubt that he's the greatest rapper, but at the same time.
I don't care.
Right.
Right.
That was a rather.
Government mule, it ain't crap.
Thank you.
Rather thin issue of Rolling Stone.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's pissed me off with that magazine. The RollingStone.com articles are looking more interesting. And I never click on RollingStone.com. Well, first page, it says, here's stuff that's really good, but we're not putting it in a magazine.
Well, somehow I get emails from Rolling Stone, and they'll say, here's a couple of stories. And I'll go, oh, I kind of want to see that. And I'll click on it through my email, and I'll read the story, and then I'll get the issue 2 weeks later, and I'll go, oh wait a minute. I already read this.
Yeah.
I read this online 2 weeks ago.
That's what they do.
Oh.
If you see that online stuff, mm-hmm. it's going to come up in a future publication.
Got it.
But by then, you've forgotten that you're interested in it.
Well, and generally, I have to read about the first three or four paragraphs before it clicks in, and I go, wait a minute, I've read this before.
Right. Yeah, having a little deja vu here.
Yeah.
At Cosmo, and we may have to.
We often read this.
Yeah.
We may. The sex issue?
It is the sex issue.
Cool.
And at Cosmo, Lane Moore and Sophie St. Thomas.
That sounds like a fake name.
They tell you how to drive your man wild in bed?
No, they tell you about things
you're about
that
to.
You should know
yeah.
before dating a bisexual woman. Now, it sounds fine on the surface.
Sounds good on the surface.
Yeah.
If she wants to be with you,
well, then
most
you wouldn't
time.
Date her if she didn't want to be with you.
True.
No, but sometimes she's going to want to be with a dude.
Well, no.
No. Bisexual.
No. And that's what they're
you
saying.
You are the
here.
Dude, and then the girl. She wants to be with a girl.
Oh, this is a dude.
Yeah.
Things that you should know before dating a bisexual woman.
Woman.
For anyone, I guess.
you're the dude, and she'll want a woman once in a while.
Okay. And they say that that is not necessarily true.
Sometimes they just end up being straight for a while and then gay for a while.
They're
right?
in a committed relationship.
That's what I've heard, too.
They're in a committed relationship.
Yep.
It happens to be either a male or female that they are in a committed relationship with, but they're in a committed relationship. They're not interested in just going to bang somebody else.
That's, I've been seeing that, too. Yeah,
well, then what's the point of being bisexual?
So you can... So date somebody else.
You're hoping that she will date someone else while you're in the same bed. I think
looks
that's
like
the
Chuck's going to bury his boner.
Exactly.
I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
But they say things that you should know before dating a bisexual woman. I believe this may be written by a bisexual woman, at least one of the two.
I just posted the link.
This is at Cosmo. And things you should know. And for, it starts off with, yes, she's really bisexual. Don't keep asking. Really, are you bisexual?
Got it.
It's like asking a straight woman if that you were dating if she's really straight over and over and over. Really, are you straight?
Right.
Prove it.
Yes.
Who are you asking?
She's not going to cheat on you just because she's bisexual.
Yeah, because she could cheat with another dude, too. So what's the difference? It's still cheating. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And yes, it's the attitude.
Right.
She's not going through a phase. She was probably born bisexual and will probably always be bisexual. If she likes you, she likes you.
Right.
She's not attracted to everyone she sees.
Yeah, that's a George Carlin joke.
Yes, and that's just not true. No. She's still interested in the person.
Right.
And if she ends up with one gender, that also doesn't mean that she's not still attracted to other genders as well. She's still bisexual. If she married someone she loves who happens to be a particular gender, that's fine. And then also realize that not all women are bisexual.
Of course they're not.
But, you know, some guys think, yeah, they're all a little bit.
No.
Well, no.
No, they're not.
No, they're just not.
No.
Bisexual.
I've met a lot of women that don't want to have sex with other women.
Yeah. But do you think there are more bisexual women than bisexual guys?
Bush? The studies that...
What do you know in your investigations on that?
Yeah.
The studies that we have seen, that we have reported on at least, suggest that females are available to a little bit more degree of fluidity.
Than men, okay.
Than men.
Men are either gay or straight.
But it doesn't...
General. But, you know, it can be different.
And once again, these... Yeah, you know, and it's just a little bit more than men, not necessarily half or even, you know, more than half or anything like that. The tendency might be for them to be a little bit more fluid than males.
I think Aaron Carter came out as a bisexual dude
recently.
He
did.
Yeah, I saw that.
He did. And there was a collective yawn.
I was under that assumption, but then... I thought you could see the Great Wall of China from space, too. So, this is a myth-busting day for me.
You
should Todd's reevaluating his whole sense of reality.
I am.
Right.
I got to check everything.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.